In our look at sports, well, the Islanders won last night. Matter of fact, it was an overtime win, and at the end of the game, what happened at the end of the game? Well, all I can tell you last night is this is what happened at the end of the game last night with the New York Islander fans throwing beer cans on the ice. And I mean beer cans. Has to be hundreds and hundreds of beer cans. But it was a big win, obviously, for the Islanders. They had to win that game. They did. 3-2. And they forced a game 7. So the season lives on. And the dream of the Stanley Cup also lives on. Pretty cool. All right, in Major League Baseball yesterday, the up-and-down season for the Yankees continued yesterday as they were up. Luke Voit gave the winning hit as the Yankees beat the Royals 6-5. Their bullpen has imploded over the past couple of days. The Red Sox lost to the Rays 8-2. That series is now tied one game apiece. And the Mets over the Braves by a score of 7-3. All right. So that is definitely what it looks like for the for our look at sports as the Yankees try to get back into some sort of consistent shape. I mean, they just are just too up and down and down and up, and it's just not been a good season. All right. Oh, I missed somebody who joined us online. Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne. It's we are live, of course, on Facebook from 6 until 7 every morning. You can see what goes on behind the scene. In the NBA last night, the Atlanta Hawks downed the Milwaukee Bucks 116-113 to take a one-game-to-none lead in that conference final series. And as we said, in the National Hockey League, the Islanders beat Tampa Bay in overtime. That series goes to a game 7. And that game 7 will be held tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the evening. That is our quick check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.